Florida is now the epicenter of the pandemic in the United States. Yesterday, the state broke a record for COVID-19 hospitalizations, more than 10,000 people. The latest surge underscores the risk of the contagious Delta variant, which last week prompted the CDC to revise its guidance on masking. Jeffrey Shaiman studies infectious diseases at Columbia University, and he joins me now for more. Welcome.
Thank you, Jane.
I want to ask you about the CDC guidance, but first, what do you make of the fact that yesterday Florida broke a record for COVID hospitalizations that was last set months before a vaccine was even available?
It's very disconcerting. We're seeing quite a lot of breakthrough infections as well as repeat infections, and we're certainly getting infections among the unvaccinated. And I think it's a combination of those factors that's contributing in particular to the case levels, which we've seen in Florida, which hit a record level on Saturday. For the hospitalizations, that's something that we're really going to have to keep an eye on and try to get an understanding of. Is this predominantly among the unvaccinated, which I actually suspect it is? But to what extent are we seeing people who have had the vaccine who are also winding up in the hospital? And how severe are their outcomes?
Well, let me ask you more about this, because we now know that the CDC changed its guidance last week in part because of that cluster of cases in Provincetown, Massachusetts, which is heavily vaccinated. So what do you take away from that as an epidemiologist? Is it a cause for concern because so many vaccinated people still got infected? Or is it good news about the vaccine because so few people actually required hospitalization?
That's the mixed message. You know, the irony of it is that we tend to think of vaccines as something that not only provides personal protection, but also is a public health service, because it removes a person from hopefully the ability to be infected and to transmit the virus onward. But with this new Delta variant, we're seeing increasing evidence that people who are vaccinated are capable of being infected and even having symptomatic infections and are probably part of the transmission cycle. So in the context of the Delta variant, the vaccine is very important for the individual, but it doesn't seem to be taking people out of that transmission cycle. And it means that maybe a little bit of the complacency that the vaccinated felt or the ability to go out and be unmasked needs to be rolled back.
And so when the CDC says that only a small percentage of the vaccinated will get breakthrough infections, is that accurate?
I don't think we have the information to really assess that as of yet. You know, that the study from Massachusetts doesn't have a denominator. It doesn't tell us really the exposure, how many vaccinated people were exposed versus how many unvaccinated. So it's very difficult to make a really good assessment as to what's the relative risk of being infected and transmitting this virus onward if you're vaccinated as opposed to unvaccinated. There's some other studies out there, and they unfortunately give mixed signals. They're not necessarily aligned with one another. And I think we have to be a little bit cautious as we go forward, meaning mask up.
Well, when you talk about masking up, I mean, some criticized the CDC last week for changing its guidance about vaccinated people wearing masks without simultaneously releasing the data that led them to that conclusion. So do you think the administration has done a good job communicating the latest scientific understanding? And are you concerned that revising these guidelines, however necessary, because of the Delta variant, contributes to a sense of confusion about the pandemic and about what people should be doing?
I think one of the critical lessons that we have to take from this pandemic and is that the communication has to communicate that the landscape and the rules are changing all the time. And I think it's very important that we communicate to the public that what works today may not work in 3 months. Things will have changed, and we may ask you to put the mask back on or take the masks off. We may ask for a booster vaccine where previously we weren't. We're going to have to update the guidance as the evidence comes in. And I think it's very important that we all are a little bit patient with that because things are changing so much.
What about the concern that antibody levels fall off with time? Are you worried that protection from vaccines could fade?
Well, that's where the booster shots would come in. You know, the evidence to date suggests that they are holding up pretty well. At least that's the evidence that I have seen. However, you still have recommendations. Certainly Pfizer is pushing for using booster vaccinations. That's already been adopted in some other countries. And this is something that's been done for other diseases as well. We're going to have to work out the kinks in this and understand how frequently that needs to happen and whether we need to target new variants when we do that or stick to the ancestral lineage. These are things that we're going to have to figure out over time.
That's Columbia University epidemiologist Jeffrey Shaiman. Jeff, thank you so much.
My pleasure.